Your newsroom, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
As the tit-for-tat diplomatic spat between the United States and South Africa continues, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has criticized South Africa's G20 presidency. He's accused Pretoria of leading with what he's called a radical agenda that failed to produce economic growth. Newswatch's Tamasha Kani has more.
America took over the G20 presidency from South Africa on Monday. Rubio has, in a statement, confirmed that the former hosts won't be given an invitation to next year's summit in Miami. He's accused Pretoria of having an appetite for racism and tolerance for violence against Afrikaners. Rubio claims the government's choosing political grievances over economic policy. He says under the U.S. presidency, the G20 will return to what he's referred to as real reforms. He's added that under U.S. President Donald Trump, the G20 will prioritize, among other things, unlocking affordable and secure energy supply chains and pioneering new technologies and innovation. Meanwhile, the South African presidency has hit back with a brief response on X. Spokesperson Vincent Magwenya says the country will be taking a commercial break until it resumes normal programming, adding that South Africa will continue with G20 engagements when the UK takes over from the US next year. Tamasha Kanyi, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Meanwhile, International Relations Director General Zain Dango says America's decision not to invite South Africa to the first meeting of the G20 Sherpas is a breach of protocol. It takes place in mid-December. Dango told Parliament yesterday that they learned of the meeting in Washington from the Sherpas of other member states, who expressed their disapproval at South Africa being excluded.
Guest countries get invited, and South Africa is a member of the G20, and our participation shouldn't be dependent on whether the presidency seeks to invite a member or not. So that'll be a discussion going forward in the beginning stages of this G20 and taken up by other G20 members.
Premier Tami Ntuli is urging families in KZN travelling over the holidays not to leave people with disabilities unattended, warning it could increase the risk of abuse for those who need assistance. Ntuli says families, particularly caregivers in rural areas, often leave behind children and loved ones who require physical support. He's warned that some community members are known to take advantage of those left alone. The Premier was speaking during an event in Mandini yesterday to mark International Day for Persons with Disabilities. He says this year's theme is creating partnerships for a disability-inclusive society.
This theme means that governments, civil society, the private sector, and persons with disabilities must cooperate to build a society where disabled individuals are fully included and have their rights and needs met.
And education activist Hendrik Makaneta has called on student financial aid scheme NSFAS to provide clarity on how it balances the principles of lifelong learning with the urgent socioeconomic need to support the youth. The scheme has come under criticism for awarding a bursary to a 70-year-old student. More than 600 people who applied for financial aid for 2026 were 50 years and older. Makaneta says the country owes young school leavers all the funding opportunities available.
Transparency in funding is very important. Ultimately, the individual recipient is not the issue. The focus must be on ensuring that NSFAS operates with the highest level of efficiency so that it can be able to serve the broader educational and economic goals of the country.
Recap of our lead story. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has criticized South Africa's G20 presidency, accusing the country of pushing what he's called a radical agenda that failed to produce economic growth. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.